just have to remember that somebody else's beauty doesn't take away from yours. And I feel like that's like, that, like, just because they're pretty, that doesn't take away from like who you are. You also have like other aspects of you too that like make you your whole being.
Hey, hey, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It is Brooke.
And Danielle. Hello, you guys. Happy Wednesday. Another day, another episode.
Another episode. And we are particularly excited. We're excited for all of our episodes, but this one is, yeah, it's a fun one. We've got a little treat for your Wednesday.
Yes, you guys, we are having Audrey Chellinger on today. She's a musical theater major at Elon University, my favorite comedian on TikTok. And we talked about her college application process, confidence tips, what being a theater major is like, dating in college, and actually so much more. Wouldn't you say, Brooke?
Yeah, I feel like this is like the college 101 episode that we like definitely needed this year. Yeah, like all of the self-comparison tips, all of the balance stuff, even college in COVID times. I thought that was really interesting. She kind of dove into that. So a lot of good stuff. But before we get into that, of course, Danielle and I have to catch up.
Yeah. So hi, guys. Yes, this is an exciting episode. Really quick, we just want to remind you guys we're doing a giveaway, and it ends tonight, Wednesday night at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're giving away two $250 gift cards. Cash.
I listened back to when I said that. I was like, that was so weird.
Cash, baby. Cash. You can use it any way you want.
I did sound like that.
Because we love you guys and we're so thankful for you guys this holiday season and all the time. And we want to give back in any little way we can. So what do they have to do to enter, Brooke?
It's so simple. You guys just got to follow at Gals on the Go podcast, at Danielle Carolyn, and at Brooke Michio. Three accounts that you probably already do follow. You might automatically be entered. And we're just literally going to go through and like pick someone that's following all three accounts. Well, two people, technically. We'll slide into your DMs, but we're also going to update the Instagram post with the winners so that you know when it's closed and whatnot.
Ooh, we sliding in, Brooke? We sliding in some DMs?
I think that we should. You know, we got to get their
probably
info.
Definitely. Okay, so yeah. So definitely enter. You guys still have today to enter. And we'll obviously be doing more stuff in the future, I'm sure. So
yeah, giveaways are always a great way to like kind of give back. And I feel like everybody during this holiday season, they're just like, girl, I want cash. And I feel you.
Cash money flow. I totally feel you. Also, I just want to say a quick thank you. You guys, we sold out my planner in an hour. What? That's psycho. Thank you guys so much.
And there were units on units of that planner. Like, that was a big
So shocked. I was like, okay, maybe we'll sell out in the first few days or like maybe the first day. But the first hour at midnight, I was like, wow, this is so exciting. So I want to say thank you guys so much. One, it's from Doing Well Daily. Two, we are restocking because so many people were like, I want. So I don't have the exact date yet. So just follow me at Danielle Carolyn, which you will do for that giveaway anyways, or Doing Well Daily. You can sign up for her emails so you'll be notified when we're restocking. Yes, that's what she said to do. But we're printing out even more than we did the first drop.
Really?
So people get the opportunity. Yeah, I'm excited. And they will be restocking hopefully this week, and I'll let you guys know. They're gonna go on sale before Christmas. I don't know if you'll get them before Christmas or not. I'm so sorry, but we are grinding out. This printing company is the best. They're like in Georgia and they're like grinding for you guys, so thank you all so much.
I love that. And we didn't even really specify, like, with the whole planner thing, I love that the company that you're partnering up with that is woman owned. It is a small biz based in Georgia. It is really just like so nice to support that, and we could get a little bit more into that like in this episode. That kind of correlates to something I have to say, but I feel like that it really is great because and it's a company you love, which we love. A thoughtful partnership.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was really cool because I just used my last Doing Well Daily and we just collaborated to make something even more like good for a student. I don't know, it was just like a really cool thing to do, and I'm really, really thankful for it, and I have become obsessed with it. So I can't wait for you guys to get y'all's in the mail. If you did order in that first drop, you'll get it before Christmas, which is really, really, really exciting. Shop small this Christmas. It's exciting. I have been obsessed with Etsy in particular. Mm-hmm. So
next up on the agenda, I do want to thank everybody for storming us with the tags of Spotify Wrapped. Like,
oh my gosh,
that night that it came out, you guys probably know if you have a Spotify, if you're on Apple Music, it's time. I mean, this is like the great debate, I feel like, of our time is like
Spotify is elite. I'm sorry.
I feel that way too. But, and then people will try to argue and say, Apple Music has its own version of Wrapped or whatever. I'm a Spotify gal personally.
It's not the same.
Yeah, you know, I don't judge, but whatever. Any streaming service, but Spotify comes out with Wrapped, which like shows you your most listened to podcast or whatever. So if you haven't done it already, go check. It's really cool when you guys tag us, and we got the stats on our side, which I thought was so fun to look through.
Yes.
We had a monumental year, Danielle. We were like, what was it, 11th in the arts? And people are like, why are you in the arts category? I can explain that too.
Yeah. Do you want to explain that? Because I don't know.
Yes. So basically, like, under the categories, arts, basically, if you want to be in, like, fashion or lifestyle or those sort of categories of podcasts, that's technically under arts. If you want to be
that's
under,
why we did
yeah,
that. Okay.
Society and culture is technically, because I, like, sublisted us, like, when I went, like, to log in to get these stats, I, like, categorized us, and you could choose two to be in. So whatever, it's like a major category and then like minor categories underneath. But basically, if you're society and culture, that's more like travel. It was like stories, like personal stories or something. But then arts was more, I think I put us under, like, I think it was self-help, fashion, and something like that. So it's like different, whatever. But anyways, 11th in the arts. We love the arts.
We love the arts. So exciting. No, seriously, guys, thank you so much. Like, it meant the world. Like, so many people had us as their number one podcast. And I
yes,
was like,
there was, it told us the number. It was like something thousand people we were their number one wow. listen to. So if you're one of those people, thank you. But shout out to everybody, because I know we love being in your ears every week. It is.
We love being in your ears, darling.
We do, if you're listening on headphones. But it is so fun, and like everything that the show has become over the years. And yeah, I know that day that the Spotify Wrapped came out, were you like, why is everyone tagging me in Instagram stories right
now? I was so confused at first, and then I was like, oh, hey. Here when the Spotify Wrapped came out, like, I was so excited, like, obviously in that sense. And then also, I'm sure for you too, just to see what your most listened to. What was your most listened to song?
And like some EDM, like remix, like
the good old.
I saw what yours was.
Yeah, mine was Yummy by Justin Bieber, and then second was Pop Star. I thought it was gonna be Pop Star by Drake, but that was my second. I listened to Yummy like the first half of the year, and then Pop Star, I guess, second.
Yeah, mine was like EDM remixes galore. Maybe at 24 I'll stop and like actually listen to real artists. But my number one artist was Chelsea Cutler, who I love. Cannot recommend her enough.
Good vibes. I'm surprised. Wait, did you say Folklore? Or no?
No. Taylor Swift was like one of my top listened to artists, but like the songs weren't in my top songs, if that
okay.
makes sense.
Okay. I guess because that came out more recently. For
it
sure.
was. And I do have to be in a vibe, even for either of those artists. It's like melancholy. Like
melancholy. Vocab word of yeah. the day.
Like, I can't be like, this is the best day of my life and like listen to Chelsea Cutler because I, like, it's not, it doesn't match. Like, I don't know.
No, no. I'm the same way. Like, I can't, I mean, hopefully most people are this way. Like, I can't listen to sad music if I'm like in a happy mood. Like, if you're in a happy mood, you need to match that ish with like some happy music or whatever makes you feel good.
100%. So that was interesting. Anyways, thank you guys so much for all the tags and all the love.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love it. What else do we have to catch up on, Danielle?
We do. Okay. I do. I just thought of something. The Undoing. You were so right.
Did you finish?
No, so
okay.
don't.
Okay.
Because Delaney and I are watching every episode together because we, like, don't have a lot in common when it comes to TV shows, but this one we both really like. We're about to start 4. So we've had finished 1 through 3. Oh my God. It's such Big Little Lies, like Little Fires Everywhere vibes, and I am so here for it. So thank you for the rec.
No problem. Undoing on HBO. I feel like this was like the show of like a few weeks ago because everyone like it was like
yeah,
one
I'm
of
late.
Those. No, it doesn't matter though. It's still a great show to watch, and it's hours and hours of content. So if you're looking for something
yeah.
good.
Yes, it's like watching a little movie every day. So you got to be dedicated and you have to watch. If you look down for a second, like I find I'll be like, wait, what happened? Mm-hmm. Like little like hints they show. It's very interesting.
I've been watching a lot of TV. I don't know what's happening to me.
No, it's definitely a time. I'm just watching Gossip Girl again until it gets off of Netflix, which I'm sure we'll be able to find it somewhere else. But like I love Gossip Girl on Netflix. Like it just, it flows. I just like being able to watch it while I'm doing stuff. It's frustrating.
Especially when you've watched it like 20 times now, like as background content, like you don't even have to pay attention, but like you know
no.
what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes I'll forget little things. I'm like, Danielle, why are you so shocked? Like you've seen this 3 times already.
It is. That's a cool thing about rewatching shows, though, is you pick up on like more of the little details. I will agree with you on that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Actually, when I was home the other week, I rewatched just an old classic Christmas movie, Elf, which I'm sure everyone has seen. This is not a hot take.
Such a good one.
Yeah, such a good, like, genuinely laugh out loud. So many parts, and like, it's like a children's movie, but it's like one of those like Nickelodeon Disney shows where it's like some of the humor that they throw in there like is like adult humor, and you're like, I'm laughing at the jokes now that I didn't, like, even 5 years ago I didn't laugh at.
No, I feel the same way. It's like, what was I watching? Not very recently, but like SpongeBob or something. And I was, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Delaney and I were watching. So there are some things in there. I was like, how did they get away with that?
Yes.
It just goes right over our head, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the things our parents probably laughed at while they're in the kitchen. And they're like, haha.
I feel like they have to put in some of that. Otherwise, like, yeah, the parents would be like, oh my gosh, this show sucks. Like, turn this off or whatever. Were you allowed to watch SpongeBob as a kid? Were you one?
Yes, I wasn't allowed to watch Cartoon Network though for some reason.
Okay.
And Degrassi.
Okay. I never watched Degrassi.
I loved it.
I really had no limits. SpongeBob was my favorite. I had a shrine of SpongeBob objects in my room as a child.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Fun fact.
Actually, really sad fact. When I was in elementary school, I had this musical player, like a stereo, like figurines, like.
I did.
And I did watch some Cartoon Network, but the shows were, well, because I'm trying to think, what was Powerpuff Girls on? Powerpuff Girls might have been on Cartoon Network back in the day.
Oh, but I watched that because I was a big fan.
Mm-hmm. I think it might have been. But then I remember Cartoon Network after a certain hour. Like, did you ever watch Courage the Cowardly Dog? Scary. Like, genuinely a scary show.
Don't recall.
Okay. Maybe
that was one of the ones I couldn't, watch.
Yeah. What was, like, Ed, Edd n Eddy? Was that on...
Cartoon Network. That was Cartoon Network too.
Okay. I never watched those, but it was like a
Dexter, was that?
Yes.
Dexter Labs. I liked that one. Not the new Dexter, but like the cartoon.
Not like the live action Dexter, but like the cartoon.
No, not that Dexter. Also, I learned a lot about Brooke this weekend because she was posting hilarious photos from her childhood. You did Taekwondo.
Yeah, these are erased memories. Like, do you ever do things?
Like, what?
Not that I forgot, because, like, I drive by this place, like, in my hometown when I'm home. Like, it's next to the Starbucks, and, like, I think about it, but I don't think, like, I'd never thought to share it, I guess. Like,
yeah, that is a fun fact, especially for you, since you, like, we've talked about how you didn't do sports growing up. Like, literally in the introduce episode, that would have been funny.
It would have been funny. There's like a lot of, I'm sure you've even had hobbies that like your parents signed you up for along the way that like might not, like, I also forgot my parents signed me up for one season of Chess Club, like, and yes.
Queen's Gambit.
No, and now I'm like, why did you let me quit? And they're like, Brooke, are you kidding? You like cried. And
I was like, okay.
Because everyone, I remember why I didn't like that, because everyone at the end of the year celebration got trophies and they gave me a medal. And I was like, why did I just get a medal? And like, I got in the car and I like showed my mom what it said, and it said like most improved. And like,
that is so defining.
Yes. And I was so like, funny. I'm never doing chess again. But now I'm like, after Queen's Gambit, I'm like, I want to like be this chess
maybe.
Pro. Yeah. Okay. But Taekwondo is.
Oh, that's so funny.
Honestly, it taught me a lot.
did it?
No, it really did. It was like, it started off, you guys might relate to this, like if your friends ever brought you to like a dance class or like an art class, you know, when you're younger, when you're like, between like 8, 9, 10, like you get in those ranges where like you might go to something as like a birthday party, and then like they loop you into signing up, like they sell you, like,
yeah, oh yeah,
like they'll be like, oh no, you should sign up. Or like when you start doing some dance classes, they're like, you know, you should do this one too. And like, they, I mean, obviously it makes sense, it's a business, like they want to make money.
Wow, I didn't think about it like that, because I remember when I did hip-hop, they were like, you need to be doing ballet too. Like, yeah, you need to, like, have that balance.
It's, and not now, because like, they actually care. No offense. But, like, yeah, it's a business.
That's just so crazy. Like, it was literally a requirement to be on my dance team. Like, you had to take ballet, even though it was, like, a hip-hop street team. Like, that's hysterical. Wow.
Yeah, oh, I'm shattering the... Like, they were like... Because everyone wants to do hip-hop, but, like, not many people want to do ballet.
So, no,
like,
I hated it so much.
Throw them in there too.
Yeah, and I was like, no, yeah, that makes sense. Like,
it doesn't make any sense.
Technique. Like, no. I mean, people are definitely going to clap back at us for that. But
no, okay. But it's a business. And I get it. I respect, like we said, support small businesses.
Yeah, I'm sure it helps a little.
Totally. I'm here for it. But Taekwondo basically taught me a lot of, honestly, like, I used to hate this word in the moment, because there was like, I remember there's a big sign on the wall that just says, there's a big sign on the wall, like, just all, like, straight text. It just says, discipline. Like,
that was piano lessons for me. Everyone had that one discipline.
Oh, yeah. Thing. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, for me, it taught me a lot about that. Okay. So I did it for many years because me and like all my friends at the time did it. So like we would like carpool with our friends. Like it was really great. You know, like it was a good social activity. I remember I'm not going to say I loved it, but I enjoyed it. I remember like I have fond memories. And then all of a sudden we transitioned. So Taekwondo, I guess it's like a mix of like karate. It's Korean. And it was really like, I mean, I don't really, my instructor I know was like super technically trained and everything. So as far as I know, it was very, like I was learning legit stuff. Because I remember we learned even like Korean phrases and stuff. So it was really interesting, especially while I was so young. Yeah, to learn the language and stuff like that. Of course, I was no pro, but just, I thought it was a unique hobby and it taught me lots of discipline, even just like the formations and everything. And then we would have to do, my favorite part was we would have to do like ceremonies. So when you're going like up a belt degree, like, so if you're going from like your like, I forget the colors, like the transition, but like if you're going, I think from your orange to your red, like, you know, if you're going up a belt, you would have like this big ceremony. And the way like you got to the next level was you had to break a plank of wood by going in a certain formation. So like, I remember my favorite one. We did like
successful.
Like they call them like phrases. Like, so they would be like running, flying, sidekick or something. Like, so you would like fling your body and like toot. But then they obviously like help you break it. Like, who am I? Like, you think me, like little 9-year-old Brooke, is like breaking the wood? Like, no.
Oh my God. No, my friend had a birthday party at like I don't remember if it was Taekwondo or karate. I'm so sorry. I can't remember. But we had to like do that, and they had pre-cracked it. They pre-cut it and then they glued it back. Yours too? Is that how they all do it?
No, they just like, the guy holding it was like a really strong like man usually, or like woman, or whoever they were. They were just like really fit people, so they would help you snap it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it was definitely a time. Oh, and then what else was I going to say about it? Oh, when I quit, because the big quitting, because I was so close. I had I think they called it a high brown belt, because like every time you would go up before you would transition to like the next color, you would get like a little stripe on it. Okay. I don't know if this was just my location or every location. And this generated a lot of buzz. A lot of people have this like forgotten memory of like them like doing this back in the day, or like a unique childhood hobby.
Oh my gosh.
But I didn't get to my black belt because we transitioned to sparring, which was literally, I remember we had to buy all this equipment. Like, we got, like, my parents put a punching bag in our garage, like, they, or in our basement, because they took it so seriously for me. Like, yeah, they were like, she loves this hobby. Like, I remember. But
but
sparring was very serious, because you would put on all this padding, including like face mask, everything, and literally like practice your moves, like I just said, like the kicking and like the punching, on your peers. So me and my friends were just beating the, forgive my French, like the shit out of each other. And I had some friends, and I was like underdeveloped as like a 9-10 year old. Some of my friends were not, and they were just bigger, you know. She was bigger than me, stronger than me. No, you know what I'm, they literally were though, and they would just beat me up. So then I had to quit, because I just hated it. Like, how could that be enjoyable? Unless you're winning, that's not fun.
No, simply no.
And I remember I had some friends who did get their black belt. They had to like do a whole process, like run a certain number of miles and like do all this training. And I kind of wish I did now, of course, looking back, because it would be sick to be like, I'm a black belt. Yeah. Like, that's
Heck yeah, I was a black belt, baby.
Yeah, like what a story. So that was what I did as a child. I mean, I feel like you're just a dancer and a piano.
I was so I did piano for like a very long time. I am so happy my mom made me stick with that through high school too, because I like can still play like a good amount and still read music. It takes me a minute, but that was a really fun thing to do. But yeah, everyone had that one thing. I feel like
if you're contemplating quitting, don't. Is what my advice.
Yeah, just stick with it.
It's hard. Like a pro. I get it. In the moment, like, you're like, screw this. Like, I hate this. Whatever. I played instruments too. I used to play the violin. Did you know that? I think we don't know about it until it's like childhood. Yeah,
no, not childhood. We know like kind of middle school, high school, but that's
it. Fun story about that too. We're just really diving in here. My dream in life was to play the flute. So I think in like, I don't remember if it's third or fourth grade, did they make you play an instrument?
No.
Oh, so it was pretty much a requirement. Like, you had to like, I think had your parents like write a note to be like, they're not playing an instrument, because at least for the first like year or two, it was like built into your schedule and stuff. It wasn't like
we just had music class, like we like
recorder.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, but why did we all play the recorder? That was another thing.
I don't know.
They're training us for something.
god.
They are. Okay. So we played the recorder, and for some reason I had this affinity towards flutes. I was like, I want to play the flute. And I like went, and I, you know, it was like the big day, like you pick your instrument. So like they were like, okay, you can go to like band, because it was like band and orchestra were separated. So like they brought me to like band, and okay. I was like, I want to play the flute. And like at this time, like, I don't know what, like my, I was actually recovering from a lisp. Like, I had a severe S lisp when I was younger. No, I swear I did.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Either.
Like, they pulled me out. I had to, like, speech therapy and stuff. Like, my parents, like,
oh, no, that's
yes.
a cool thing.
It was, like, my S's. It really quickly recovered, but.
Yeah.
I don't know if it had to do with that or whatever, but they had me literally try for, I want to say, like, 30 seconds to a minute, and they were like, how about orchestra? And then they sent me to orchestra because like they were like, this one's giving me too much work.
Breath. How about orchestra?
They were, and, oh my god. And then it was so quick, because I was like, I had spent all of my life until that moment thinking I was going to play the flute, and then it was like a pressure decision. They were like, you can do violin. And I mean,
oh my god,
I could probably pick it up still now. I would have to relearn it, but again, another cool instrument. It would be something cool to whip out. I mean. Yeah, so that's what, and then I ended up doing that. But I really always wanted to play the flute. Band is so much cooler, especially in my high school. Like, band was, like, cool. Orchestra, it was like, eh.
Really?
Did you have a separation of the two in high school?
We had, like, I forget what it was called, like, the something singers. We had, like, chorus.
Chorus is separate, then, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you could either do, you could do three different things. Well, this was high school. Middle school was different.
Okay.
High school, you either did theater, singing, or band. Mm-hmm. And I'd say singing was probably the coolest. I want to say theater is the coolest, but
you're biased.
Yeah, I'm biased.
Our band was like cool. Like we like won awards and stuff. Like it was like a really, so I always wanted to be in the band. Yeah, I know. It was really just, they did like routines and stuff. Like they would, you know, they have everything going at once, like the kick line, the flag line, because we went to a big high school. So we had,
yes, I love that stuff on games.
So fun.
Georgia one. Yeah,
yes. It was big, like Georgia vibes, actually. Even though our football team was not good, so it didn't really match up, but we
have something for
we did
you,
have
you
the
know?
Band. I know. Wow. So that was a little hint of Brooke's childhood in there.
I really learned a lot. The lisp, the violin, and the taekwondo.
I definitely did other like activities that, like I said, chess club. When you don't play a sport, like a consistent sport, like I never did soccer or any of those things. I feel like your parents are just like throwing you in stuff because you like.
Definitely.
You need. I get it. Like, it's good to have a hobby. So I get that.
All right, you guys, now we're going to get on to the biz of the week. We highlight a small business every week for you guys.
Business of the week.
This week, I'm really excited. Brooke and I are obsessed with this. It's called Jane Dottie Vintage. She basically, I'll read her a little about, created out of her deep love for history and long quarantine binge of the Tudors, followed by the crown. Everything's inspired by old kings, queens, and beautiful palaces they live in, handcrafted for you deep in the heart of Texas. You guys, she has the cutest stuff and actually everything. If you're looking for a unique place to get Christmas gifts, check out Jane Dottie Vintage. We'll have a link in the show notes and also like on our Instagram, obviously, but she has scrunchies, headbands, masks, cases, vintage denim, vintage tees, stickers, claw clips, those cool small sunglasses. Like, she has everything. She sells really nice candles on there. Like, I can't even begin to tell you all the amazing little things she has. So I personally bought a couple things because I was obsessed. I bought the Spread the Love, Not Germs mask case. It's like a little plastic thing you can put your masks in, which I thought was a really good idea, because sometimes like I'll bring a couple masks with me in like my purse or something, and I thought that was a good idea. And then I also got the Shell Soy Candle Duo. They're like two pretty looking shell candles. They're like beautiful. And you can like pick the scents too. Like I got like white ginger and eucalyptus or something. It's a great gift idea, needless to say. So check her out.
Love that. And keep supporting our small businesses, business of the week that we promote. So all the info will be in the show notes for hers. Also on our Instagram, we always do the biz of the week. So
definitely. Now let's get on to our tip of the week.
Tip of the week. this is fun, ironic, Danielle, that we already talked about it, because my tip of the week is, because I did a little bit of this week, is to try and do some small biz / local biz shopping this holiday season.
Love that.
Yes. I just went for a walk in my neighborhood. I know I'm like super fortunate like to live in New York City where there's a lot of places.
Very, definitely.
Obviously, that, like, there's a lot of places around me. But even my hometown and stuff, like I feel like if you're just shopping for cards or like we just mentioned, like little gifts, you know, stocking stuffers, things like that, Secret Santa gifts, those are things that could easily be purchased from a small business. I know it's unrealistic to do all of your shopping. Like people will be like, do all of your shopping. It's unrealistic for a lot of people. No, I know, yeah. If you want like something in electronics or whatever, like a lot of this stuff, whatever. But for what is realistic, shop small. And Danielle, you said it before, if you can't, if your town doesn't have like what you're looking for, places like Etsy or, you know, even the businesses of the week that we've mentioned are great places to start.
Yes, definitely. I love that so much because a lot of these small businesses are really going through a lot this year financially with everything going on. So, and it's actually really crazy. Like, I'm going to be honest, personally, I never like looked super into small businesses really before this year. Like, I never like made a point. And when you actually go and look at some of these cool small businesses that either we shout out or you see other people, you find the most unique things that no one else has. So there's definitely lots of pros to doing so. And yeah, we always love hearing about y'all's small businesses as well. So I love that tip.
Yeah, it's like I said, unrealistic to shop everywhere small. So, but I just like say like where you can do your part and know that you're really making a difference. Also small, like restaurants, and not small, but just restaurants in general, like local restaurants. If you could, you know, get someone a gift card from there, that's a great gift idea. Cause I know they are equally as much going through it.
Definitely. Guess what my tip of the week is this week, Brooke?
A quote.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Every couple of weeks I got them for you. So I really liked this one. It is from Pinterest. I don't have who said it, but it says, communicate your needs, don't just think them. Because I think it's very verbal to, this could like apply to so many different things in your life. It could apply to a relationship, a friendship, like your work life, your school life, family, whatever it may be. I feel like sometimes people assume, I do this, like I assume like someone is going to act the same way that like I do towards them, or they assume like how do I say this? I assume that they know how I'm feeling always, but sometimes like people don't pick up on it, especially since a lot of us aren't in person anymore. It's like more through text or email, whatever it may be. I know this sounds so unique and so weird, but there is nothing worse than letting emotions build up inside of you and not express them and then build resentment towards someone else. Like, I just think it's so important. Like, whether it's like Ryan and I, like he is like such a dude. Like sometimes he just doesn't realize something. So if I like communicate like, hey, like no biggie, but like, let's not let that happen again, or whatever it may be. Like, I think it's just so important because sometimes people don't realize like how you feel, and it's kind of hard in the moment, but it's important to verbalize them.
I really like that. Even with us, like I know our communication is pretty solid, but I feel like sometimes we have to feel each other out. Like I'm in the mood. We kind of talk about the episode, like I'm in the mood to talk about business, or like I'm not, or like I just need some space right now, or like whatever it may be. Like
definitely.
And I feel like communication solves that problem. Like if you just articulate how you're feeling, people aren't mind readers. I totally agree.
They're not, especially like I said, again, like over text and stuff. Like everyone texts differently. Like I use a lot of emojis and like I'm like super animate, but I feel like you're more like kind of like down to business. Like everyone's just like different with like how they text or how they talk on the phone. And I just think it's so important because I don't know, like, and in a kind of in another way, like I've been like really struggling with finals and Vlogmas and everything, and Brooke kind of has been telling me a ton like you need to maybe look into like hiring someone to help you edit your Vlogmas, and I was like, oh my god, I don't want to do it. And I finally basically like delegated and I communicated my needs in a sense, this is kind of a different way, and said like, hey, I need help. Like I can try and do this all myself, but I do need help, and it has been so amazing for me. So you can apply this to so many different points of your life, but just like tap into what you need, think about it, and how can you communicate that to other people.
The intuitive gal.
Here we are. It's just like it hit different, and I wanted to pass that on to you guys. So shop small and communicate your needs, baby.
Love to hear it. Now we'll talk about a current fave.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
All right, mine is, I feel like you've said it before, is your favorite. It's a little bougie favorite, a little expensive, but I got to shout out my Dyson Airwrap.
Yes! Are you on the train now? Let's go. I am.
So I had the blow. Dyson has been so kind. They just have sent me the tools. Like, I love them so much.
So amazing.
I know. So appreciated. Because at first I had the blow dryer, which then I passed on to my mom, and I kept the air wrap. So if you don't know what this is, it's just a multifunctional product. Like, you could use it.
Truly.
It has a brush head attachment, so you could, you know, brush it dry, I guess, like a blow.
I've been using
brush.
That one a lot. That's really easy to use.
Super easy to use. It also has curling attachments, which I didn't realize you could use the curling attachments on already dried hair.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
I didn't know that. So I was under the impression your hair had to be wet to use this device. That is not true. So it really does replace, like, your curling iron, like, potentially your blow dryer. So it's super bougie and, like, expensive, of course. And is it a necessary thing? Absolutely not. But I do notice my hair, the volume, baby. Like, it looks like I got a blowout. It really does.
Oh, yeah. It's just such a good – I'm so sorry. I have to tap in because it's just the best thing ever. Like, if you're someone like Brooke and I who really love a good blowout at the dry bar, whatever it may be, obviously that's not – I mean, they're open right now, but I feel like a lot of people aren't, like, just doing, like, fun blowouts anymore. Do this. A blowout at home. It seriously, the first time I did it, I was like, holy crap, I look like I just left the dry bar. And you did it yourself.
Completely. And I feel like it's so good for, like, second, third day. Like, it makes my hair still look good. Yeah. I'm not going to say that I don't need the other tools still. Like, I still am reaching for.
Yeah. I feel that.
But I think it's a great item. I know it's, like, super expensive and everything. So, like, because people always ask, like, do you recommend it or whatever? And I say I recommend it.
Yes.
It's not a necessity by any stretch of the imagination. There are dupes for it. So I don't really know personally, like, what they are. But I know that there are, like, drugstore versions of these products.
Definitely.
I will link in the show notes. No pressure, obviously. But that's what I've been using recently.
I love that for you. No, it's a great tool. I feel like I'm the same way. Like, if people ask me and they're interested, then I'm like, yes, it's worth it. But if you, like, don't really, like, think it's something you'd use, like, definitely don't invest.
Definitely. Yeah. And I'm trying, that's why I'm, like, trying to use it as most as I can. I do have to say there's a big learning curve on it. At least I have found, like, I feel like I had to try it several times to, like, get the look that I wanted.
Yes, definitely. Especially with the curling. You have to, like, watch a YouTube video. Like, it's one of those you kind of got to watch video, I found, at least.
But then once you get it down, you get it down. So I would highly suggest taking that time if you're going to get it. Like, obviously invest the time. So
definitely.
Cool. What's yours?
Mine is actually one of our awesome sponsors.
Ooh.
My Hazal probiotic seltzer. I drank one today. I have it on my desk still. I am obsessed with it. It's kind of just like a sparkling water, but it's a probiotic seltzer, so it has a lot of benefits. It's great for gut health. I've been loving these. I just grab them all the time, like, because it has the same kind of vibe as, like, a kombucha in the sense of the probiotics. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste like kombucha, in my opinion. I mean, like, maybe in the slightest, but I just feel like I'm doing something good for myself, and it also just tastes good, and I find that they relax me a little bit. So sometimes when I'm, like, overwhelmed or about to record a podcast, I need to, like, stay chill and I can't just be all over the place, I'll grab a Hazal. I love, like, how they're called too. Hazal! So I have been keeping my fridge stocked with them, and I love them. So
you're a big seltzer gal, so that means a lot.
They're non-alcoholic, because I kind of at first. And they're not.
I know, it's always unclear now, like, that we're in this, like, phase of, like, seltzer. Everybody loves, like, alcohol. Yeah, they're like, what seltzer are you drinking? And you're like, no, it's actually,
like, it's like a probiotic seltzer.
And it's important to get, I'm no health expert, but, like, probiotic, prebiotic, they say those are crucial.
Crucial.
You gotta incorporate them in somehow.
Yeah, get you some Hazal.
Love to hear it. All right. Well, I guess that's it for our little wrap up. Hope you guys enjoyed hearing a little bit about us, but I think you're going to love this episode.
Oh, I know you're going to love this episode.
Definitely. So please welcome on Audrey. I know you guys are going to love her. You can also check out all of her info, everything that we mentioned in the show notes. I think that's it. Enjoy.
Let's get on with it. All right, you guys, I'm here with Brooke and Audrey.
Hey.
Welcome.
We are
welcome.
So excited. Welcome to the pod.
I'm so excited.
Okay, well, so we have lots to chat about with Audrey. I have been a fan of Audrey for basically this whole year. You were my quarantine entertainment, so thank you for that.
I love
so
that.
We just want to get started just talking about where you grew up, what's your life like. Just give a little background on about you for the people that don't know you.
Okay, so hey guys, I'm Audrey. I grew up right outside of Philly. And I went to public school for most of my life. And then I went to a private all girls Catholic high school.
Wow.
And yeah, and I've done theater and like musical theater my entire life. And then basically I decided that I wanted to pursue that in college. So I applied to like 15 schools. Yeah, because the musical theater process is like really, really intense because there's like only usually 20 spots in each program. Wow. So it ends up being like a 2% acceptance rate. So you have to like apply to a ton of different programs. And yeah, I really got lucky with that. And I got into a few really good schools and then I ended up choosing Elon and that's where I go now.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. Actually, fun fact, I don't know if you know this about me, I was big into musical theater in high school. So
yes, I heard that on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Very fun. So what are some of your favorite roles that you play? Like, did you do a lot of it in high school?
Yeah, so I did so much in high school. I think my favorite show I've ever done is West Side Story because I'm obsessed with West Side Story. And I played Graziella in it. I didn't play anything major, obviously, because most of the major roles are, you know, Puerto Rican. And I just played Graziella. That's Riff's girlfriend. But basically, she's just a jet girl and like a dancer. And it was a huge dance role. But it was just so much fun. And the music in that show is impeccable. Like, I'm literally obsessed with West Side Story. So yeah, that was probably my favorite. But other than that, we did Les Mis my senior year and I played Cosette. So that was amazing.
Oh my gosh. Congrats. That's huge. Go off.
Yeah. So that was super fun. And yeah.
So if you had to, like, I mean, I know you're young. We just said you're only a junior in college, whatever. And I hate to be like, what are your future plans? But if you could do anything you wanted to do with a theater degree, like, what do you want to do? Live theater, like production? I don't even know. I know there's so many different routes you could take that.
Yeah. So basically, obviously, main dream would just to be on Broadway. And my dream role is Glinda in Wicked. So that's like,
I see that for you.
That's
literally like my life goal. And actually the woman who plays it on Broadway right now, she went to Elon for musical theater and I got to, yeah, it's so cool. I got to go backstage last year. And I got to meet her and talk to her a little bit. It was the coolest thing ever. And I've seen Wicked like 4 times. And yeah, so that's so like good. My main, like, if I could choose anything, that's what I would do. But I've been getting into a lot more like straight acting. So I love TV and film as well. So like another, you know, dream would be to do like Netflix, like do something on Netflix. I love Netflix series and stuff like that. So that would be super cool.
Wow, I could totally see you doing all of the above. You have so much energy. You're so just like enthusiastic when you talk. Obviously, we kind of did a little intro about you before we started, but the way I found you, and I think the way Brooke found you as well, is through TikTok. When did you get started with that? Did you get started this year, last year? Like, honestly, let's hear all about that.
Yeah, so TikTok came about literally just how it came about for everybody when we're like, not going to download it. This is stupid. Yep. And one of my, so I lived in my sorority house last year and one of my best friends who lived in my house with me, she was in love with TikTok. Like she was like, I want to be TikTok famous, whatever. And she did all the dances. Like she would always be making TikToks. And then I was like, you know what? Like I'll hop on the bandwagon. I'll get it. And then I realized that it was similar to Vine and that you could find content similar to Vine content on TikTok. And I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this thing. So I started making like stupid videos that I thought were funny, like me reacting to other people. I don't even know, but I didn't have my first viral video until, so I remember it was December 28th, 2019. And it was just me dancing. I was, of course, about to go out in Philly. And I'm wearing a little tiny crop top and like high-waisted jeans. Like, it was, I looked super cute. And I just posted this dance video. And I like go to bed after going out. And then I wake up at, I remember I woke up at like 5 a.m. for some reason. And I look at my phone and this video has 5,000 likes. And I was like, I'm TikTok famous. Like, I'm literally TikTok famous. And yeah, so that happened. And then I was like, wait, I need to capitalize. Like, I love this thing. Like, I want to keep making videos. So I like followed up with like another dance video, obviously. And then I started to make more like relatable college content. And that was my thing for, you know, a lot of time before quarantine. And that was how I blew up a little bit there. And then quarantine, I just started making like just I don't even think they're weird, but like I started making like the Quarantine Chronicles.
Yes, those are so good.
That's my favorite. I love that, but I stopped coming up with ideas. So I was just like, it died out a little bit, but it's coming back. I have some ideas. But that was like a whole production. Like that was a lot. But then I start, like, I did, like, Rasputin. I learned the Just Dance choreography of Rasputin. And then I did.
That was so interesting. So
funny.
Like, I posted a TikTok about it last night. It's the, I can't talk right now, I'm doing hot girl shit. And then I posted the video of me in the costume. Like, I'm like, Audrey, what was going through your head that you were just like, this is what I'm going to do. But I did. And yeah.
That's what I think is so cool about what you do, though. You're just so real. Like, I feel like, do you ever feel held back at all? Or are you just like, I think this, I'm going to pop it on the internet?
No, I don't really feel held back because I think that so many can relate to a lot of the stuff that I'll post. And like, there was one that I posted of like me when I find out that the guy I'm getting with is getting with another girl or like got with another girl. Good. And I was crying because I had just found out. And then I go, wait, I'm going to make a TikTok about this. And it blew up and it got like 70,000 likes. And I was like, haha, well, you gave me a content idea. So whatever.
No, I'm on board with
that. I love that you have to make it happen because when you're put in unfortunate situations, yeah.
Exactly. I'm sorry. If I don't laugh, I'll cry. And that's like my motto. Literally just make a joke of all of it and it'll just be okay. And that's what I do with my TikTok. And I love it. And I love when people are like, you know, like, they'll be like, oh my God, like this made me laugh so hard. You made my day. Like I was having a really hard day and like you really made me laugh. And I'm like, that's like the best compliment. Like that really, that's what like, I'm like, okay, this is why I do this. And it makes me really happy.
I love that. So, cause I remember when Brooke and I both went, or I go to UJ, Brooke went to UJ. When we came here, you know, you're kind of known as like the YouTuber. So are you kind of known as like the TikTok girl at Elon or how does that work?
Yeah. So it's basically like people will say to me like, oh, you're the TikTok girl. You're the TikTok girl. I'm like, I guess that would be me for sure. But it's funny because it'll just be people, they'll just say to me like, oh, you're famous. I'm like, no. Like, I'm literally not. I mean, I guess like if I take a step back and I'm like, yeah, they're like, I have a good amount of followers, a pretty huge following on there. But it's not like anything has like changed. And I feel like, you know, not that people don't treat me differently at all, but like they'll ask me about it a lot. And I think it's super interesting and it's really cool. Mm-hmm. Like obviously getting into like social media and doing, you know, like brand deals and all of that kind of stuff. Like that's so interesting to a lot of people. And like, I mean, I think it's so cool. And I always wanted to do that. Back in the day, I used to watch you guys on YouTube when I was like in high school and I was always like, I wish I was a YouTuber. Like I want to be a YouTuber. Aww. And I never got the courage to do it until my freshman year of college. And I started making videos about like musical theater college auditions. And then I decided, like, I guess it was summer after my freshman year, to like do it a little bit more. Then this summer I started to do it a little bit more. So I like dabble with YouTube a little bit. And, you know, Instagram and everything. And so I love doing that. And people always just like have so many questions about it, because they're so, it's really interesting. It's really interesting. And like, obviously it for me, it happened pretty quickly. So people are just like, wait, what is it like? Like, that's really weird. I'm like, yeah, it is really weird, but it's cool.
So kind of diving into college a little bit more, because we have a lot of people listening that are in college. You said you applied to 15 schools, you said?
Yeah.
So wild. So was it a hard process? I mean, it obviously was a hard process for you, but was like Elon like basically like one of the main ones that you got into that you were so interested, or did you tour? Like, how did you decide it was right for you?
Yeah. So for me, it was like basically – I wanted to go to like one of the like top schools in the country. That was like my goal. I was like, I really want to get into like a top 10 school, because obviously who doesn't? So when I was going through my auditions, I didn't get in like anywhere. And it wasn't that I was getting rejected, but it was just that like I wasn't hearing from anyone. And at first, Penn State was like my goal. Like, I wanted to go to Penn State for musical theater. But that one I got rejected from in December. So that was really discouraging. And then I went through the entire audition process of all the other schools, thinking that I wasn't that good and that I might not get in anywhere. But I found a few schools that like I really liked. I really liked Pace. I can't even remember, but like,
so all East Coast though, mainly?
Yeah, mainly East Coast, and then kind of into Midwest, in like Ohio, Michigan. But yeah, other than that, mostly East Coast. And I just basically auditioned at all the top schools and everything like that. And then, one day I stayed home from school because it was a Friday. I stayed home from school because I was like, I'm not getting in anywhere for musical theater. I need to find something else to do. And I was saying to myself, I was like, oh, I guess I'll do like beauty or something like that, because I love, you know, makeup and hair, everything. So I was like, I guess I'll like just do something with that. Cause I did freelance makeup artistry in high school.
Ooh,
as well.
How did you do my makeup?
No, all my friends like begged me to do their makeup, but
that's
so fun. Yeah, it was fun. And so I did that in high school. And I was just like, okay, I guess I have to do this. And I stayed home from school cause I was just so upset about it that day.
Yeah, I get that.
And I was making my smoothie and I looked down at my phone and I'm having a call come in from New York. And I was like, who's calling me from New York? And I like grab my phone. I just go, hello. And it's the head of the Pace Musical Theater Program, who I am. I love this woman. And she goes, hi, is this Audrey? And I was like, yes. And she's like, hi, like, this is the head of the Pace Musical Theater Program. How are you? And I literally just started bawling my eyes out, because Pace is like, Pace is one of the hardest schools to get into for musical theater. And it's a great, great program. And I was just like, oh my God. And I was so ecstatic. So I got into Pace. I was super excited. But the way I knew that Elon was the place for me was because, even though I was so ecstatic about Pace and I loved Pace, I still had Elon in the back of my mind. And I was like, but Elon. Like, oh, but if I get into Elon, like, I have to go there. Because when I went to Elon for my audition, that was the first time I had ever been on campus. And I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the head of the program. And I was just like, this is like my vibe. And that was like, I left the campus that day and I cried in the car because I thought I wasn't going to get in. And then I got in, and it was like I don't know if anything will ever top that feeling of getting that phone call. Yeah.
That's so pure.
And it's really cool with musical theater, because most of the time, like, they'll call you because it's literally such a small program. Like, they only have like 20 people to call to let in. So it's like the coolest thing. You like get a call letting you know that you got in. And, that was an amazing thing. And yeah, I just knew Elon was the place. Like, I really just felt that, especially if you visit a campus and you just feel at the vibe. Like, I just knew that that was the place for me.
Yeah. When it comes to applying to schools as musical theater major, obviously you said the audition, do they, like, academically, do you have to get in academically first? Like, do you have to get in on both accounts? Like, how does that work?
So you definitely have to get in on both accounts, but it sometimes depends. So, like, if you say don't necessarily get in academically, but they want you artistically, they can give you a little bit of pull, kind of like
athletics.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess that makes sense, though, because it's like equal types of programs where it's like your life. Like, if you're playing a Division I college sport or Division anything sport, like, that's significant enough. And so I also have questions about the time commitment, just in terms of and how musical theater as a program is so interesting to me, because it's like you're graded on it, but it's also kind of like extracurricular. So it's like really interesting to me what your classwork is like versus how much time after school are you like involved in productions, or is that literally during class time? What's the distinction there?
So it definitely depends on the show. It depends on what we're doing. But so as far as classes go, I have like my dance classes. I have my acting classes. Sometimes I'll have my like voice classes. So it'll be like one of ours is, it's called performance. And basically it's just acting through song. And what you'll do is like, you like bring in a song, and then you do a lot of it is like a lot of prep work for what you do in class. So basically a lot of acting is like you do a lot of crafting. So what that is basically like you make up a story behind what you're going to do in class, and then you give them that, like you give the teacher that, and then they see how your performance is based on what you crafted and like if it lines up with what you crafted and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's just like a lot of like background work for the performances and like for what you're doing. But I would say it's like similar to, you know, other, like as far as like homework goes, I have like pretty normal amounts of homework. It's just kind of like different homework. So it'll be like, I have to memorize a monologue. I have to learn a song. I have to do this. And it's nice for me because I love it. So it's not really work. So, which is, it is literally like, if you do something you love, you won't work a day in your life. And like, that's how it is for me. And I mean, obviously it gets really hard. I had my MT Lit project a few weeks ago. And what that is basically you analyze an entire musical and then write a book on it. So we literally, me and my group wrote like, it was like a 100-page book.
Oh, wait, I saw you like post something about that. Like you were up all night or something crazy.
Yeah. Because what happens is, so with MT Lit, like it's just such a hard class, and like you're just analyzing the shit out of these musicals. And so when you get up to like the, you know, week of your project and you start to actually look at the musical and like really dive into it, you then like develop this huge passion for it. And you're like, I have to look at everything. I have to find all of these like nuanced things. And it's really cool. But yeah, so you end up literally like driving yourself insane and like analyzing this musical to the 10th degree and staying up all night doing it. Because I feel like you don't feel the pressure of the project until it's like a few days before. And you're like, oh my God, I have to do this. And then you do an hour long presentation on it. So it's like, it's really cool.
Has it been interesting with, you know, a lot of like Zoom virtual, maybe you have a little bit in person, like with acting, I feel like that's so tough. Like, what was that like for you this semester?
Yeah. So this semester I kind of decided to not take that many classes. So what happened was I was taking acting for the camera. Then I was taking.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so I was taking acting for the camera. What else was I taking? Why am I blanking?
I always forget. Like
MT Lit, and then like a core capstone, which was like a banned books class. Like we talked about banned books, and that was literally. And then I had my voice lessons, my piano lessons, and that was it for me this semester. So it wasn't. So for me, that's a really, really, really light semester. Like usually I would have like two more dance classes. in with that.
Wow.
But I decided to not take any this semester because basically with the dance classes, you would have to wear a mask, obviously. And then sometimes half of the class would have to Zoom into the class. That's so I was just like, dance. I already have the credits. Whenever you really like take dance classes, you know, your junior and senior year, you've probably already gotten away out of the way, like the credit. You're really just taking it to learn now. And I was just like, you know what? I would rather like just have more free time instead of taking this one credit class that isn't even counting towards anything. And I might not even be able to like be in the class. Mm-hmm. For it. So I was just like, I opted out of doing that this semester. But last semester when we went online halfway through, that was super weird.
They weren't prepared.
Not prepared at all. And it was just really weird. Doing dance classes online. I mean, we would
what is that like?
We would sometimes learn combinations like and try to do them.
Stop. That's complicated.
Yeah, it was super hard. But I mean, you know, like we did what we could. And that was it. It was fine though. But yeah, I mean, I think like my acting class was super weird because it was stage acting that we were studying. So you're doing stage acting over Zoom is the weirdest thing. Camera acting, not as much, but yeah, stage acting, really weird. But for acting for the camera this year, it was super cool because we would just film outside and we would film with film acting. You obviously don't have to have the other person like completely in the shot. Like, so what we would do is we would do a lot of solo shots and you didn't have to, you know, talk to the person like without a mask or something. It was cool. We made it work. And yeah, I mean, it's complicated. It's very different, but it shows you like how much you really can do like virtually and all that and mm-hmm. how much you can get done that way. So it was fine.
Kind of pivoting away from the theater questions, but I guess still kind of an adjustment question. Because I know we have a lot of listeners who are younger, might be like just getting to college, like if it's their freshman year or applying to colleges and stuff like that. So for you, like when you first got to Elon, how was that adjustment process? I know you said you're from outside of Philly, so that's a few states away. You went to school out of state. Did you know anyone? Like what was that period of your life like, I guess, thinking back to freshman year?
So I got lucky, obviously, with musical theater, since we literally only had 20 people in our program. It's basically like you have a group chat with all the people that are going to be in your class before you get there. And we did a lot of like, you know, orientation stuff and all that. So we got to know each other before we even got there and like make relationships with each other before we even stepped foot on campus. So that was a perk for me. But I got so lucky. My two best friends, to this day, they lived next door to me on my hall. So it was like basically met them first day of school and I walk into their room and I was like, what are you guys doing tonight? And they're like, we don't know.
I love that.
I was like, do you guys want to go out together? And they're like, sure. Aww. And then we literally became like inseparable and was so lucky. And then we had a few of our best guy friends live on our hall as well. So, and then they obviously like rushed to fraternity and like you know, got to make connections that way. So I just got really, really lucky. But it's like, as long as you find like a good group of friends, it's the best thing.
Wow. Yeah. That is like so lucky. And that's definitely the energy that I think can be intimidating, but that's like that's the energy you need when you're coming into freshman year.
Yeah.
Because you literally need to. Everyone is on this. Nobody knows everyone. They might know somebody from their hometown, but like nobody knows everyone. No one knows what they're doing. Like it's, you just have to like be bold, like try to make friends. And like, if you end up like not liking those people, there's so many people in college, like you will find your people eventually, even if it's like trial and error.
And oh yeah, trial and error happens.
I just got lucky. I literally just got lucky.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Okay, so kind of on the same note of college, like one of the things I really found funny on your social media and stuff that you talk about was dating and the boys in college and kind of all of that. Obviously, like freshman year, like what was your experience like with like, like were you like outgoing? Would you like go up to them? People want to hear the tips, the confidence tips.
So, oh my god, my freshman year. So,
oh, we have stories.
We love it. We love it.
The okay. So basically, what happened was I went into school with like an open relationship with my boyfriend from high school.
Wow,
that was a little bit complicated. Because what happened was, basically, I was a waitress at this bar on campus, and I would work like 3 times a week. And every night I would work, there was this guy that would go to the bar and sit at the bar. And I was like, that is the literal hottest guy I've ever seen in my entire life. And I had the biggest crush on him, and I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what frat he was in, nothing. I was like, oh my God. So I had the biggest crush on him. And one night my manager was like super close with like all these guys because they would literally come in all the time. And so she was super close with them, and she was telling them about this like horrible Saturday that we had where like someone broke the bathroom door. Like people were just being reckless, and she was just telling them about it. And we're standing at the hostess stand, like talking to them. And I'm just standing there. I left out a part. So I had seen him like a few nights before that, and he was like with a girl. So I was like, shoot, he has a girlfriend. Like, oh, that sucks. So I'm standing there at the hostess stand with my manager, and like, I'm noticing, I was like, and he was like eyeing me up. And I was like, that's weird. Why is he doing that? Like, you have a girlfriend. Me think, right? So I was just like, that's really weird. So I turn and I look like over to the bar, and I was like, wait, when did he walk over there? And I turned back and I was like, wait, he's right here. And I go back and I was like, oh my God, they're twins.
No.
Identical twins that I literally, my jaw dropped and I had to remove myself from the conversation, and I went into the bathroom and literally screamed. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God.
Perfect.
That night his twin came up to me and he was like, can we order food from you? I was like, well, aren't you guys sitting at the bar? And they're like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, you have to move to a high top if you want to order food from me. And he's like, okay. So they moved to a high top. They order.
Wow.
I walk up. They're like, hi, what's your name? I was like, I'm Audrey. And they're like, what year are you? I was like, oh, freshman. And I was like, what year are you guys? They're like, oh, we're seniors. I was like, oh, okay.
Senior boys. Senior boys.
And so basically ends up like flirting with me so much, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with you. And I looked at his name on his credit card when he gave it to me, and I was like, okay, this is his name. So I like look him up on Instagram, he's private, and I was like, okay, that would be creepy of me to follow him. So I didn't. And then a few weeks later he followed me, and I was like, oh my God, he like went and found me on Instagram. And then one night, so I figured out what frat he was in, and I went to one of their parties. So basically, like, ended up seeing him there. We ended up making out, and then he and I were basically together basically the rest of that year. And then he graduated. Oh. And, yeah, I mean, it kind of just, like, not necessarily like died out. Like I would visit him in New York because he lived in New York. He lived in Murray Hill. And then, I mean,
frat boy central. That makes so much sense. They all moved there.
Yep. Those frat boys and Murray Hill. Murray Hill is like just like a frat row in New York.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. And so, so basically he moved there. Some shit went down and we stopped talking, and then and we ended. But that was like majority of my freshman year into my sophomore year. And yeah, I mean, then since then, obviously, it's like, so now I have a boyfriend. Crazy.
Also, like, what is your, I mean, you probably don't even have a mindset because I feel like you're just a confident person, but to someone who maybe is intimidated with making new friends or approaching guys or something like that, like, what is your thought process? Is it just like, who cares if they don't like me because I like me, or something else?
I think a lot of it is that, but I think it's just kind of like, fake it till you make it at some point. Like, cause clearly you're not gonna, like, I get anxious about situations all the time. Like I get scared to like introduce myself to new people, like all that kind of stuff. People I'm like intimidated by, cause I'm not above anyone. And like, I think that you have to like go into it. Like everybody, you know, everybody wants to make friends. Everybody wants to, you know, maybe find somebody that they like or want to date or something like that. It's just like, you have to like fake it till you make it, and I think it'll eventually come, and then you will have that confidence. But if you feel like you don't have it right now, then like literally just fake it till you make it and it'll happen. And yeah, I mean, I think it literally starts with like self-love and loving yourself and knowing that, like, you know what, like, this is what I have to offer. Like there's only one me, and that's all I can offer to this world. And like, and you can offer so much. So it's just like, you just have to remember who you are. Like, you know, I see all those TikToks where people are like, remember, you're excuse my language, a bad bitch. Like, don't like be down on yourself. Like, remember who you are. And I feel like that's like, it's just like, just empowering. And yeah,
that's one of my favorite quotes. She remembered who she was, and then the game changed, or something like that. And it's so true. I love that mentality.
Absolutely.
And I feel like, especially in college, when you're surrounded by, I don't know about you, but like, I know when I feel like it's probably the same at Elon, like you're surrounded by like beautiful girls. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, this isn't actually, I know from what sorority you're in, because Katie Bellotti was in that sorority. I remember she took pictures with her friends, and I was like, I'm going to throw up. Like, these are the most beautiful people I've ever seen. Like, in a good way, but like,
it was insane. Who was I talking to? Oh, I was talking to one of my friends who just transferred to Penn State, and I was talking to her about it. I was like, how do you feel like having their, because Elon's at least like small. I'm like, going to a big school like you guys did, I cannot even imagine how many beautiful girls there are running around that you're just like, oh my God. But like, you just have to remember that somebody else's beauty doesn't take away from yours. And I feel like that's like, well, yeah, I mean, that's like the thing. Like, that's what you have to like remember, because, and that's what I always have to like remind myself. I'm like, oh my God, she's so pretty. Like, if I see like pretty girls on TikTok, I'm like, oh, I wish I, you know, could make like videos like that where I'm like so pretty and like just mouthing the words and gets like 100,000 likes. And I'm just like, wait, Audrey, like, you're like kind of funny though. And then I'm like, just because they're pretty, that doesn't take away from like who you are. You also have like other aspects of you too that like make you your whole being. So yeah, I mean, nobody else's beauty takes away from yours. I mean,
that's such a good way to put it.
Yeah. And I think that's just what I have to remind myself. Cause even like, there are so many times when I'm just like, oh my God, there are so many pretty girls running around here. Like, I feel insecure. And then I'm just like, okay, wait, I'll take a step back. It's fine. And yeah.
So when you're kind of feeling kind of down, bummy, like, what's your like go-to pickup routine? Like, for me, I'll either like go work out or get some coffee. Like, what's like your thing?
Lately, what I've been doing is I'll just literally go to Starbucks, treat myself to a chestnut praline latte, because I found that through made a little Instagram poll, and I was like, guys, what do I get from Starbucks? Brooke, you did that too. And
yes,
I was like, what do I get? And people were like, oh, try the chestnut praline. And I was like, okay. And so I did, and I really, really like it. So I'm just like, you know what? I'll go get myself a little treat. Like, I'll like drive in my car and go get myself a treat. Like, so I have a Jeep that I'm obsessed with, and the top comes off automatically. So that's like what I'll do. Cause I'm like, okay, like, let me just take a drive, and that's what I'll do. And then
it's the best.
I'll look for some funny TikToks, laugh a little. And then, yeah, I mean, most of the time, like, I'll just like go sit and like do my makeup. And then I'm like, okay,
that's always good. True. Like put on a cute outfit, like some makeup. And then you're like, wow, I forgot. I always say this, like when you go from those days of like straight sweatpants, sweatshirt to like putting on, even if it's like leggings or something like form fitting. And you're like, oh, I have like a body under here. Like
I literally like think I forget that I like have one, especially at school this semester. Cause it wasn't like I was like always putting on going out clothes. So I'm just like always wearing my sweatpants, like nothing. And then I'm like, wait, like I actually have like a body, like cool.
Hi.
It's so true though. Cause you really, I feel like a lot of the time, at least like right now, it's just like, you forget, and like you also don't have like a lot of distractions. Mm-hmm. So it'll get me in a lot of like ruts. And I've been feeling that a lot lately. But yeah, what I'll do is just go get myself a little nice latte and try to make the day a little better. And I'll write a lot. Sometimes I'll write in like my law of attraction planner and journal. And I'll just write, I'm like, okay, wait, like, what am I grateful for? All that kind of stuff. And like, what are my
Danielle
goals? What do I want
to send
do?
You hers. I feel like
I know. I'm like, this sounds like doing well daily. I think you need one.
Wait, is it
coming
back?
Yes, we're restocking. Yes, I'll get you one. If you're interested, I will definitely get you one.
When is it coming back in stock? I literally was talking about it on my, I filmed like a 2020 gift guide last night. And I was like, oh, get like a cute planner. And I was like, wait, Danielle came out with like the cutest planner. I wonder, like, is it coming back in stock? Like, I'll link it down below.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. Yeah. We're restocking it this week. We're working with a printer in Georgia. Yeah. And they're like grinding to get more out before Christmas. So I will let
you
know.
That's so cute. I'm so cute. Yeah. Let me know because I want one.
Yes.
Speaking of like planners and all that stuff, since this episode, like, I feel like we made it pretty college focused. And I know, I guess you're, classes seem a little unconventional to most. Like if someone's like a business or like a STEM major, they might not like entirely relate, I guess. But you are still doing so many things and like balancing it all. And that's like a big theme I know of like Danielle's life. She's doing a ton of stuff like she's got her boyfriend, her friends, like all these different social circles or spin or like whatever. How do you prioritize? How do you balance, especially in college as a busy gal?
Busy gal.
Yeah. A gal on the go.
Yeah,
like a gal on the go.
honestly, like that's like one of the hardest things. And I think it literally just comes down to time management. And that's one of the things that I admire about you, Danielle. It's like you do so much. And I feel like, you know, people don't know like a lot of the behind the scenes that goes into like making all the content that you make, doing stuff for brands. Like nobody really, really knows like what goes into it unless you're in it. And it literally just takes like time management. And you just have to be like, okay, like, what do I need this week? Like, do I need more time with my friends? Do I need to like sit down and like work on my shit and be productive? Like, I really think it like
I love that.
Comes down to like tuning into like, okay, what do I need? What do I need to do to like get that? And yeah, I mean, sometimes if I'm feeling like I'm disconnected from my friends because I'm, you know, doing a lot of social media, I'm like in my room, like doing a lot of stuff, I'll be like, okay, wait, I need to go downstairs and like go hang out with them for a little bit. That then be like, okay, I'm going to go back and do my stuff. You know what I mean? So it's literally like just balancing that. Yeah.
Tapping into kind of being like, what am I lacking right now? Like, what have I not paid much attention to?
I feel like that
to?
Is what like you do, that. Danielle. I feel like you're
good. I guess so.
That is exactly what you'll be like on a Sunday. Like, I'll text her. I'll be doing all this, like, I was prepping for this interview on Saturday. And she was like, actually, love you, but like, Sunday is my grind day. And I was like, no problem. Like, like, I swear, that was like, I can have screenshots. And it's like, I'm not mad. Like, I'm not mad. Like, I was just sitting on my couch and it was like a rainy day here. So I was like, oh, might as well like start prepping for the interview. And Danielle's like, has her like times. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Because like sometimes like Brooke and I, when we're like working on stuff for the podcast, like I might be in grind mode and like she's like, I'm watching.
It's hard
right
though.
Now, like,
it's hard to sync up the times. Yeah.
So you kind of just have to be like, hey, like, I hear you. I'm going to look at all this tomorrow and I will promise.
That's what I do. And then I'll send like a thread of text and I'll be like, look at this tomorrow. And then
it was sweet.
So
you did say that.
Though.
You were like,
you guys,
you can do this tomorrow.
And no, exactly. It's like, as long as you get it done when it's supposed to get done, like whatever, mm-hmm. like who cares when you do it as long as you get it done. Like,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Time batching is like the best thing ever. I learned that from mm-hmm. The Skinny Confidential, just like taking certain time. Like today, like Brooke and I usually do like podcast stuff on Monday. Like that's gals in the go day, you know, just like kind of mm-hmm. figuring that. So I guess I do tap into stuff, but I like the way you worded it. It's like, what do I need right now? Yeah. Like, what have I not done?
And I think absolutely. Prioritizing too. I mean, it's been a minute since I was in school, back when I was in college. But
jealous.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to like, obviously final season. Like you're like, okay, I have to, you know, I have these major term papers and like projects that are worth 50% of my grade. Like obviously that's a focus versus maybe like welcome week. You're like partying with your friends, obviously normal times, not like COVID times, you know, but like, I feel like there is different. You just have to learn how to adapt to it. I think freshman year, it's hard to get into that groove. I will say,
learning
when it's appropriate to like do that versus not is hard.
When should I go out? Should I go out on a Tuesday? Who knows? Yep. I like to like think of it as like balancing that, like, and just being like, okay, I worked hard this week. Like, I'm going to go out and have fun. Like, and that's, mm-hmm. that was like my motto, like freshman, sophomore year. I was just like, literally just like grind. So like work hard, party, like, okay, not work hard,
play hard. Is that what
you mean? We know what you mean. We know what you mean.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, I think it's literally just about like balancing it and like, you know, giving it equal times. Cause like college is such a, it's the best thing ever. Like I love college. I really, really do. Cause I didn't have a wonderful high school experience. So, you know, being in college and like having such wonderful friends is so amazing. And like, I appreciate it so much that like, you know, I'm not going to remember me sitting there memorizing a monologue. I'm going to remember like all the funny times with my friends. So I like try to remember that like, okay, like as long as I get this done, like then I can do the stuff that I really want to do. And yeah.
I really relate to that, actually. I did not have such a fantastic high school experience, especially towards the end there. So what would you say to people who, I mean, you just gave a little motivational spiel, but I know a lot of people relate to that. Like, what would you say to them, like, if they're looking forward to college? And like, I know for me, like, I needed to hear that encouragement of like, it gets better and like, college is so fun. And like, that's what forced me to like, you know, study and like, get into a better school and like, really push myself.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just like, it does get better. And like, I feel like college, there's just so much less like, stupid drama. And you're just like, these are my friends. Like, I love these people. And like, we're just having a good time together. And I think that's a lot more what college is than like high school. It's just like so much stupid drama that like does not matter. And like, yeah, at the end of the day, like you're gonna like look back and you're like, oh my God, none of that mattered. And I think it's like literally just remembering that and like knowing like it will get better. You'll find your people, especially in college. I think that's just a huge thing. And, you know, and especially with college, like you're always meeting new people. You can always find, you know, even if like, you're like, okay, like I actually don't think I'm vibing with this friend group. You can easily find like more friends. Like it's just, that's like a beauty of college. Like there's just like so much opportunity. And I think, you know, if you're struggling in high school, like just like, look forward to it, but also like live in the moment. You're still so young. So
I would say that even to people in college, I know it takes a minute to like get in your groove. Like you said, I know you were in a good situation like right away, but for so many people, it takes till like sophomore, junior to like find your group of friends and whatever. And I was still meeting people even senior year, like April of senior year, I like met friends and I was like, this is so crazy. Like, what are the odds? But it happens. So I feel like,
it literally does. Yeah. Like, no, I mean, even in COVID, like I still like met some new friends this semester, which is crazy, who like live around me at school, at home. So I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah. That people that like I literally never spoke to before and never really like talked to people, you know, I feel like there's a lot of situations where you're like, oh, I know of her or I know of him.
Definitely.
Like, yeah, but I don't know them personally. And then you meet them personally and you're like, wait, why haven't we been friends this entire time?
And it's so crazy. It's so true. Yeah. And it all happens on your own time too. Like freshman year of college, I didn't transition like really well. Like I loved it, but I like wasn't obsessed. But then like second semester, sophomore year, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy I stuck it through. Because it's not something like immediately you join and it's like, here we go, boom, done. It's all perfect. Like everyone is on their own journey at their own time. And I feel like everyone 100% can attest to that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Well, this was so much fun having you on. But before we go, you need to plug yourself if our audience for some reason doesn't follow you, which they 100% should.
They will after this episode.
Yes. Literally every social media will link, of course, in the show notes, but plug yourself.
Definitely.
Yeah. So my Instagram is just at Audrey Trullinger. It's just AudreyTrullinger. And then that's also my TikTok. And yeah, if you look me up on YouTube, just look up my name. It's the same thing. It should pop right up. But
we need more vlogs. I started watching some and I was like, I need more vlogs. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're so fun. You're so funny, dude. We need more content on all the platforms.
I don't know. I think I'll sit through my vlogs, like, and I'll watch them because I'm like, oh, I did all this. Like, good for, like, I finished it. And like, I'll look through them. But I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like people, like, would, like, click out of them, but okay.
No. I know. Well, Brooke and I will watch, so I mean.
Okay, at least two viewers, so.
two loyal viewers, that's all that matters.
Heck yeah. Dude, I am so happy you were on the show today. Like, I feel me like too. This is just going to put everyone in the best mood, put me in a good mood. Me too.
Yay!
You bring smiles to like everyone's day. I feel like whenever I'm in a bad mood, I need to go to your TikTok now. That's a really good seriously. Because you're so
funny. That makes me so happy.
I know it's like annoying when people are like, you're so funny, but you actually are. Like the content is like hilarious. I think you guys will
that's literally the best compliment anybody could give me. Literally. So thank you. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you, Audrey, once again. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Check her out on all the social medias. And we'll see you guys next Wednesday for our next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.